There were a few distractions this week, I'm guessing, not least board meeting earlier on in the week. How do you feel when you're in that situation?
This football club's a very open football club. Since the first day that I came here, you know, the dialogue that I've got with Jez and the board has been fantastic. So I was fully aware of the board meeting on Monday night. And Jez, who I met on Sunday, and once again on Tuesday morning, kept me fully up to speed of what the discussions were all about. Listen, I'm a football manager who understands the game. Absolutely understand the game. And what I understand at this moment in time is that we've not won a game of football yet. So people will speak, and I'm absolutely fine with that.
The mood in camp seems pretty good. It doesn't seem to be any different. You wouldn't necessarily know that you've had the start to the season that you've had.
That's what frustrates you, is because the feeling that you get Monday to Friday is definitely, without a shadow of doubt, a feeling of unity. But we all get judged on what takes place on a Saturday afternoon and on a Tuesday night. And the facts of the matter are is that we've not won a game of football yet in League Two. The feeling's been great. I enjoy being the manager of this football club. And I think if you was to ask any of the players who play for me, they enjoy me being the manager. So I take a lot of comfort in that, especially when you're trying to be the leader of the whole of the football club and make sure that people have got this clear vision of where we're going to go. And my clear vision's not changed since the minute I first came here. I feel I'm the right person for the job, and I'm looking forward to a Saturday.
We were talking in pre-season about, Blue Book. I think it is this season that you got by your bedside. Has that taken a bit of a battering this week? It must be like doing Sudoku or something like that.
Well, that Blue Book's turned red. You know, you listen, jokes aside, it's a tough time at the minute. But we've got three games coming up in the next week. I'm just like you lads, you know, I'm constantly glued to the television and reports that come in all the time, and I understand what this business is all about. People want to see action constantly in this business that we're in. And all I'll say is that for this football club and for the journey that it's been on, it's been a football club that's really backed each other in times of adversity. Survival, only a few years ago, just as a football club in general, the whole place got behind each other. Fans, board, players, management. And that's what we're looking at this moment in time. People will always want action as a football fan and as football people. The action that I'm hoping to give this football club is better times around the corner. And I'm in a position to do that.
How's the treatment table looking?
It's a room that's busy at this moment in time. And I wish it wasn't, but it is. But I'm not the only manager who's going to be telling the story. You know, it's not an excuse, it's just it's part of the game. You have to deal with it. And when one door shuts, another opens for somebody else. But I'm not going to shy away from the fact that I wish I'd have had all my team available throughout the season, because it would have been great. But it hasn't been. And we found it difficult at times. And we're going to have, you know, three or four missing at the weekend. That's the game.